You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Wednesday afternoon. Drew Lerner joins us to take a look at the weather forecast. And boy, when I got up this morning, it felt like fall, and it was just a beautiful day. Drew, can we expect more of the same over the next several days?
You know, it looks pretty good. We may have a little bit of a touch of summer around for a little while, a little Indian summer for some areas in the upper Midwest, but for the rest of us, we didn't get cold enough to call it that. But it does look like we'll warm up rather nicely across the region. The temperatures this afternoon, of course, are already still in a relatively mildish mode. We'll see a lot of 60 and 70 degree readings across the region. Tomorrow, somewhat similar. We've got a little reinforcing shot of cool air that'll pass through the Great Lakes region. It actually sets the stage for a little frost and some freezes up in Quebec. Maybe impacting some of the corn crop up there, but not any of the soybeans or corn in southeastern Ontario. But anyway, back here in the heart of the Midwest, we will warm up on Friday and Saturday. We'll see some 70 and 80 degree temperatures back across a big part of the Midwest. And then as we get towards the early part of next week, we'll cool back down again into something a little bit more seasonable with 60s and 70s again expected across the region.
Any problems that you see in the next 2 weeks to 21 days?
You know, I really don't see a lot of trouble at all for the Midwest. We've got a little cool front coming across the region during the end of this week that will produce some showers and thunderstorms Friday into the weekend. It's not going to be a big rain producer. At one time, we were worried about the remnants of that Hurricane Odile coming out across the southern plains and into the Midwest, but it looks like it's going to stall out over the southern plains, so it will keep the Midwest with only some brief rain when that first frontal system comes through the region. And then there'll be a second front about mid to late week next week, and it'll be another chance for rain, but a lot of dry weather on either side of those fronts. And the temperatures are going to be pretty much seasonable to slightly warmer than usual at times. It's very, very good environment, I think, for us to advance in field work without much interruption.
Well, with all that good news for the Corn Belt, we probably ought to look around the rest of the planet and see what's happening. What do you have on your radar scope now?
Well, in China, it's been raining quite a bit across the heart of their hard red, or not hard red, but across their heart of their wheat production region in east central areas. This is also where a lot of their summer coarse grain and oil seeds and cotton are produced. And it's been raining so much here in this past week that all field work is pretty much on hold. The ground is saturated. There's been some local flooding. It looks like, though, this is the end of their rainy season. They should see some drier weather as we go into October. And I think with all the moisture that's just occurred, their wheat crop will go into the ground and get started exceptionally well. We will be a little behind on some of the harvest progress over there because of the recent wet weather, but it won't take long for them to get caught back up again. And then India's monsoon is withdrawing, so that's a normal procedure at this point, but the monsoonal rains were much later than usual arriving and also stayed a little bit later, too. So a lot of the crops over there are doing amazingly well for the poor start that occurred earlier in the summer. And in Australia, we still have some dryness. We're worried about that, maybe a little loss in some of their wheat and barley and canola yields in the northeast part of New South Wales and Queensland because of the old developing El Nino that occurred earlier in our summer season. It looks like that El Nino development is probably going to come back and haunt them again as they go into their spring and summer season, and they'll probably end up with some losses in yield for a lot of other crops in addition to the wheat and barley there.
Drew, you have a good afternoon and a great week.
Thank you, Todd. You do the same.
Mm-hmm. Drew Lerner is with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City, joins us on this Wednesday edition of the Closing Market Report. I'm Todd Gleason.